Welcome to another episode of the Tani Talks Sessions, the shiur where we talk a topic for the week for the audience and members to keep. Previous Tani Talks sessions can be found on different podcast forums, including Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and the like. Of course, we previously went by different names. Now we call it the Tani Talks Sessions. And look out for the other Tani Talks podcast, Tani Talks Parsha, Tani Talks Daf, that minute lesson on the Daf, Tani Talks OT, that minute lesson coming up this coming season from a therapist's perspective, and Tani Talks Pirkei Avos. We talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day right now on hiatus. And the podcast can be heard, as well as we're working on a new one called the Tani Talks Music, all my songs that I've written over the years. Hopefully that'll go live in the coming months. And thank you for tuning in and for joining us. We like to talk about different topics, and we like to talk about different areas and different aspects that hopefully could be relatable. And I keep thinking over these past few months, especially since the horrific, barbaric attacks of October 7th, what can we do to light up the world? I know I talked about this topic throughout the years, but it always bears repeating how one candle can really banish the darkness. You could take one candle. You could be in the pitch black. It reminds you of the story we've talked about many times from Rabbi Akiva, where he's in the woods and he has one candle, and that one candle banishes the darkness. Really, you could see the light. Really, you could find the light. Really, you could participate in that light and understand what that light does for you and understand what that light is in being involved in, and shine the light. Shine that light in your life. Yad Vashem has an exhibit where there's one candle that's reflected millions of times in the mirrors, and it's all around. Because the power of even one candle is fascinating. The power of one individual's light is fascinating. A person's candle, their neshama, is also able to have a huge aspect, a huge effect, and a huge influence on other people. This is something we can use in our life, and we could take for us to go each day. We don't have to just come around to Shabbos or Yom Tov or Hanukkah to think about the candles, but as we go about our life, as we try to live our life, we can take our candle and use our candle to hopefully influence others and inspire ourselves, inspire others to really make a difference in the life and really make a powerful effect in the world around us. Why do we light candles? To signify the start of the holiday and the start of Shabbos. What's the point? What are the feelings of the candles that are supposed to give? For me, when my wife lights our candles in our house, and we got these beautiful crystal candlesticks over the past couple of years, we got two adult ones and we have the five little ones. Thank God we should be zocha to only know good things, us and our kids now and always. And may that's Mishana, happy, healthy, safe now and always for all of us. Raise them to Torah, chuppah, masim tovim, only good things. When she lights those candles, I feel a metaphorical feeling permeating the house, almost like an invisible blue light traverses the house to bring in the calm and the wonders of Shabbos, or the holiday with its peace and calm. No matter how crazy the day, and I'll tell you, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov is always the craziest, always the busiest, always the most jam-packed, whether it's winter and it comes in at 4:10 in December, or whether it's summer and it comes in at 8:10. I feel a sense of crazy rushing and busyness before Shabbos, but then when she lights those candles, I feel a sense of calm and peace permeate the house when those lights are lit. I feel the presence of the metaphorical blue light travel throughout the home. This really is a fundamental purpose of the candles, to bring shalom bayis in the home. Additionally, lighting the candles, as I learned in an online smicha program years ago, lighting those candles on Shabbos especially signifies the two aspects of Shabbat, of Shabbos, remembering and honoring the Shabbos, hence two candles. It further signifies the married couple, a candle for the husband, a candle for the wife, and there's a very prevalent minhag, custom to add a candle for each kid in the family. So Baruch Hashem, we light seven candles in our family, but the essence of the mitzvah is to light two. So many people went away from home, light those two. I mentioned the story in the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva. I want to give the exact picture of it from Brachos 60b. The Gemara relates the incident of Rabbi Akiva, who was walking along the road and came to a certain city. He inquired about lodging, and they did not give him any. He said, everything that God does, he does for the best. He went, he slept in a field. He had with him a rooster, a donkey, and a candle. A gust of wind came and extinguished the candle. A cat came and ate the rooster. A lion came and ate the donkey. He said, everything that God does, he does for the best. That night, an army came and took the city into captivity. It turned out that Rabbi Akiva alone, who was not in the city and had no lit candle, no noisy rooster, and no noisy donkey to give away his location, was saved. He said to them, didn't I tell you everything that God does, he does for the best? Kol man de'aved toiva oved everything that Hashem does, he does for the best. One candle that he brought with him to banish the darkness, and at night it blew out by a strange wind, leaving him in the dark. In the end, losing his possessions and candles saves his life. As bandits went through the woods to the nearby town, had they seen him, they would have killed him. One candle can banish the darkness. How can we shine a little light in our lives? How can we make sure to shine the light in our lives and the lives of those around us? It all really starts with lighting, thinking about the candles and Shabbos and holidays, especially Hanukkah, my personal all-time favorite holiday of the entire year. We light all those candles, counting up to 8, and one more for the Shamash. Candles are one of the only things that don't diminish when passed on to something else. There's an actual source for that in general. A candle's flame is no less strong whether it lights its own candle, another candle, or 100 candles, providing that the candle doesn't burn out because the wax is not there anymore. We should think how we can light our own souls, how we can bring light to others, and stay aflame ourselves, realign ourselves that we won't be diminished at all by helping others and those around us, especially as we spread the, especially as we go about each year, starting another year, another year, another year. How can we take that flame and use it? Lori Polotnik points out on Aish.com, it seems there's something special about the act of lighting Shabbos candles. It's a touching picture of the woman bent over the flames in prayer, a kerchief covering her head. One of the strongest symbols of the Jewish people is candle lighting, encompasses what is central in Judaism, the Jewish home. It's a moment steeped in tradition, as one may remember one's own mother lighting, or one's grandmother, or the Jewish woman who had been lighting candles every Friday night for 4,000 years. It's a powerful link to Jews everywhere, one that until recently remained unbroken in every home in every land. Customs vary, but in every family, there's always at least 2 candles burning, one for the wife and one for the husband, a symbol of Shalom Bayis, peace in the home. Many had a candle for each child, as each is an additional blessing, each a source of new light coming into the world. It's how the Shabbos begins, with special light, special understanding as to who we are and why we are here. For Shabbos, it is our time to connect to God. When we stop creating in order to recognize that there is a Creator, the entire week we're caught up in a hectic pace when it is easy to think only of personal accomplishments and individual achievements. Yet once the candles are lit, it is a time to love God, a love for God, remembering that everything is from Him. It takes but a few seconds to do, but it is by far one of the deepest expressions of the Jewish soul. To recognize Hashem and appreciate the special gift that He has given us all, a gift we call Shabbat. Listen to this story from Fear No Evil by Natan Sharansky. Random House, 1988, the year I was born, pages 306 to 308. In December 1980, Natan Sharansky was spending his 9th Hanukkah in Soviet prison. Sharansky was serving in a severe labor camp as a prisoner of Zion. In his ongoing efforts to retain his Jewish identity under the cruelest of conditions, he fashioned a small wooden Hanukkah menorah with which to light the Hanukkah candles. On the 6th night of Hanukkah, the authorities confiscated the menorah. A camp is not a synagogue. We won't permit Sharansky to pray here, they said. What follows is Sharansky's explanation of his response. I was surprised by the bluntness of that remark and immediately declared a hunger strike. In a statement to the Procurator General, I protested against the violation of my national religious rights and against KGB interference in my personal life. I was summoned to Major Olson's office 2 days later. In the evening, Olson pulled a benevolent smile over his face as he tried to talk me out of it. My hunger strike, Osim promised to see to it personally that in the future nobody would hinder me from praying and that this should not be the concern of the KGB. Then what's the problem? I said, give me back my menorah, as tonight is the last evening of Hanukkah. Let me celebrate it now, and taking into account your assurance for the future, I shall end the hunger strike. But a protocol for its confiscation had already been drawn up, and Osim couldn't back down in front of the whole camp. As I looked at this predator sitting at an elegant polished table, wearing a benevolent smile, I was seized by an amusing idea. Listen, I said, I'm sure you have them in order somewhere. It's very important to me that to celebrate the last end of Hanukkah. Why not let me do it right here and now with you? Olsen thought it over, and promptly the confiscated menorah appeared from his desk. He summoned Gavruluk, who was on duty in the office, to bring in a large candle. I need 8 candles, I said. In fact, I need a 9, but when it came to Jewish rituals, I was still a novice. Gavrilik took out a knife and began to cut the candles into several smaller ones. I arranged the candles and went to the coat rack for my hat, explaining to Olsen that during the prayer, he too must stand with his head covering and to say Amen. He put on his major's hat and stood. I lit the candles and started my own prayer in Hebrew, which went something like this. Blessed are you, God, for allowing me to rejoice in this day of Hanukkah, the holiday of our liberation, the holiday of our return to the way of our fathers. Blessed are you, God, for allowing me to light my candles. May you allow me to light the candles many times in your city, Jerusalem, with my wife Avital and my family and friends. I added, may the day come when all of our enemies who today are planning our destruction will stand before us and hear our prayers and say Amen. Amen, Olsen echoed back. What a powerful way to fight back and light up a life. What strength of spirit and character seen here in Natan Sharansky's story from his life. We too must use our lights on Shabbos and holidays to infuse spirituality into our lives and use our own inner flames to light up ourselves, our surroundings, and those around us. Shabbos is a time to really connect. Shabbos is a time to really bask in the lights of the candles. Rebbetzin Weinberg points out on H.com, the light at the end of the tunnel is bright. It breaks the darkness. Shabbos also breaks the darkness. It's not a day when we stop working. Shabbos is the day of the candles, the day of light, the day when we clearly see our purpose in this world. Shabbos is the day on which we see we have a soul. The soul itself is called a candle, the candle of God. In the light of the world, it infuses spirituality into the body, into all materialism. Without this spirituality, the world would be in a state of darkness. It is the soul that connects human beings to God. Similarly, Shabbos is the soul of the week. Shabbos is that soul of the week. Without Shabbos, the world is a body without a soul. Shabbos gives us an extra soul, Yeshami Seirah. You can almost feel the extra soul on Shabbos permeating your being. You look for it and cultivate it. During the rest of the week, one soul is powerful enough to receive the available holiness, but we need 2 souls to handle all the extra holiness that enters the world on Shabbos. It's too easy to ignore the extra soul and extra spirituality that's available every Shabbos and just spend the day eating and sleeping. We need to ask ourselves, is this the most efficient use of an extra soul? It's once said that it's much easier to overcome internal conflicts on Shabbos than all week, because during the week, the odds are 1 against 1. 1 body versus 1 soul. But on Shabbos, it's 2 against 1. 2 souls versus 1 body. On Shabbos, we have a real chance to be more in control. The candles draw us into each other. They draw us to God. Our soul is drawn to Him and vice versa. Shabbos is a love song. It's a romance. It's a date between Hashem and us. Remember, on Shabbos, you don't concentrate on your food. Concentrate on your date with Hashem. Shabbos candles pre-create peace in the home. How? People enjoy the Shabbos food more with the added light. And there's something deeper. Candles connect people on a spiritual level. Souls don't fight. Bodies fight. Candlelight evokes a soul connection between people, which creates real peace in the home. Shabbos reminds us that there is a creator and a creation. Just as Shabbos comes after 6 days of work, the ultimate connection to God comes in the world to come after years and years of work. This is clarity. This brings sanity. What are we living for? The light of Shabbos answers for an eternity of light, warmth, and closeness to our God. Shabbos is the goal of the week, not a rest up to prepare for the coming week. Really, we should work all week for this day of pleasure. We should work to get to Shabbos, understanding we're getting there, we're almost there, we're here. Like a bride coming to her wedding. Not because the wedding marks the end of the preparations, because it's the goal. Think about how we say the Shir Shalom Yom every day revolves around Shabbos. Getting closer to Shabbos, like the Shamayin Beis Hillel would always prepare for Shabbos in different ways. We should realize what a blessing it is to have Shabbos, and the candles should remind us weekly, what are we burning for? What are we yearning for? What is our passion? What is our purpose? We should think about how to go about this. Ish points out the inspiring quote. It's noted that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Mussar Movement, once said, as long as the candle is still burning, it is possible to work and to repair. As long as the candle is still burning, there's still much we can do. Other versions point out, as depicted by Dr. Miller on Ish.com, as long as the candle is still burning, it is still possible to accomplish and to mend. From Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Where did the quote from? One night, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was walking home past the home of a shoemaker. Despite it being very late, he observed the shoemaker was still busy, working by the light of a single candle. Again, a single candle being strong enough, even late at night, to banish the darkness. So too, one's soul can banish the darkness around us. Why are you still working, Rabbi Yisrael? I assume that it's very late and soon the candle will go out. The shoemaker replied, as long as the candle is still burning, it is still possible to accomplish and to mend shoes. In his wisdom, Rabbi Yisrael sought to realize this message is true for all of us. As long as the candle is still burning, it is still possible to accomplish and to mend. It's never too late to change. There's always what to accomplish as long as the neshama burns within us and we have life each day. There's still much to do, much to accomplish. Rabbi Pakuz points out on H.com, many years ago in Israel, there was a couple with a little girl. Because the mother was afraid to have her daughter travel via public transportation, they sent her to a nearby religious school, though they were not very religious. The girl learned there about the beauty of Torah, the beauty of Shabbos. Incessantly, the girl would ask her mother to light Shabbos candles, and the mother promised but didn't do it. She would get home late or be out with her husband, never get around to lighting. The girl decided she would light them herself. She went to the corner store and asked the storekeeper for two candles. Knowing that hers was not a religious family, storekeeper figured she must want yard-side candles, memorial candles lit on the anniversary of the passing of one's closest relatives. Since even the most non-religious Jews light them, when Friday night came, her parents were out, so the little girl lit the two candles before the sun went down. When her parents returned, they were shocked to see the two yard-side candles lit. They woke up the daughter to ask the meaning of the two candles. The daughter sleepily replied, "Since you wouldn't light for me, I lit for you." We don't know the end of the story. Did her mother light for her from that point on? We sure hope so. If parents want their children to love being Jewish and eventually to marry someone Jewish, they have to give their children a warm Jewish home. Your actions and attitudes are your children's heritage. If you love Judaism and live it, likely so will your child. Shabbos is essential, probably the best place to start. Emotions and feelings are great, but they don't transfer. We're the product of our experiences. We feel and behave as we do. Speaking philosophically is not the same. They need to see, partake, enjoy, and see what the parents do. See how they act. Do as I do, not as I say, is really how it goes in life. Do as I do. See me cleaning up. See me packing up. See me cooking. See me getting ready for Shabbos. See me lighting candles. See me doing all these things. They need to be involved. If someone's on the path to being inspired, start with the Shabbos candles. Have the kids help you set them up. Let them watch, if not past bedtime, the beauty of the candles and their glow. Their souls will be sure to be inspired. The candles are fantastic. The candles are there to get us to grow. The candles are there to get us to move. The candles are there to connect us to the Shabbos. How can we connect? How can we do this aspect for ourselves? How can we ensure that we are inspired and we are uplifted? We need to do what we can to make sure that we are involved in an uplifting life. Rabbi Leff points out on age.com, why do we signify Shabbos entry by lighting up the lights? Imagine yourself going into the kitchen in the darkness of the night looking for a midnight snack. The lights are off, you can't see anything in the room. It's so dark you can't even find the light switch. You can't see or access that snack you want, even though it's sitting right near you. The food is ready to be eaten, but as far as you're concerned, it doesn't exist because you can't see it. It's in darkness. What happens when you find the switch and turn on the lights? A brand new room. Midnight to snack includes, emerges. Our sages refer to the physical world as darkness. Spirituality is present in the world around us, but it's very difficult to find. All too often, we're in a dark room. On Shabbos, we turn on the light, see the spiritual dimension that's always been there. When we light the candles welcoming the Shabbat, the spiritual light of the world turns on. Now we can see what we truly yearn for, holiness, meaning, and sanctity. When we light the Shabbos candles, we turn on the lights of our soul and spirituality, and we become clear. We feel God's presence and His involvement in our lives with the appearance of the Shabbos Queen. On Shabbos, we don't have merely physical rest. We take a mental break from our busy and stressful work week. We increase our serenity, our prayers, our song, our Torah studies, and our kindness. We become energized. With the lights on, we're inspired to live, to learn, to love. Spend time with our kids, with our families, the most important people in our lives. With the lights on, we realize there's no such thing as not having time for something important. We must make the time. We all make time for things we recognize as being crucial. When's the last time you went without eating an entire day, besides your fast days? We need to learn to see what we are having that are truly crucial things in our life. Internalize the idea that we're so busy driving, we don't stop for gas. We need to stop and make sure before we run out of gas and burn out the car. On Shabbos, we rejuvenate. We reconnect. We can inspire ourselves and others with the lights on. We can understand that we have the ability to change what it is. On Shabbat, Hashem leaves the light on for us.
Make sure you leave the light on in your life. Make sure your soul is aflame and turned on. Soak in the light with you and within you and around you. Grow in spirituality. Make good, big changes each year to make sure that we properly do what we can to be involved in a wonderful, wonderful aspect. Lauren Shapiro adds on H.com, the Havdalah candle with so many strands woven together is a complex symbol of Jewish heritage. The various threads, the mundane and the spiritual, the past and the future, come together to ignite a single burning purpose, the continuation of Jewish life. Also represents family in the way that many individuals are intertwined to unite a single flame that is brighter, stronger, and more enticing than several smaller points. But the catch is that Havdalah only works as a closing ceremony if we've kept the Shabbos the rest of the ceremony. It's entirely appropriate. The first thing God did during creation was to create light. The last thing he does was to rest, so the two have forever been linked. The Shabbos is seen in the candles. It's fitting that it's seen out with candles. If Shabbos comes in with candles, then it should go out with candles. As a married woman, the author herself lights her own candles on Friday nights. The ritual and spiritual aspects appeal, especially the magnificent silver candlesticks that they had, the ancient words, the generations of Jews inviting peace and holiness into the homes and lives. It's too easy to take for granted the power of light in our life. Shabbos is a reminder to be grateful for those things. Shabbos is a time to think about things that bring real life into our lives. There's no electricity, no TV, DVD, no computer, no cell phone, no smartphone, no tablet, no light available at the flick of a switch. We're left to contemplate life without these conveniences and appreciate them. We are left feeling less powerful and haughty than modern lives make us think. Shabbos is also time to think about the things that bring real life into our lives, like family, friends, nature, and knowledge. Of course, God himself. Without these, the conveniences in the world don't give meaning. We need to make sure to accept that. Fulfilling Shabbos the right way isn't easy, but the rewards are great. The load may be heavy, but the Havdalah candle reminds us to carry it as a light. There's a symbolic light at the end of the tunnel. A special candle of Havdalah binds the Jews together through centuries and stands as a testament to the faith. You got to bring in and out the Shabbos using the candles. Some have an idea to light two tea lights after Havdalah to extend the Shabbos a little bit in the week, which we actually try to do, Bli Neder. The candles show us how we need to have burning bright light in our life to do good deeds, Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed in our own lives to make the world much better. We need to ensure and make sure that we are lit, we shine bright, and we make sure others shine bright as well. Use the best for your candles and mitzvahs in general. Don't do it halfway. Put in all your effort to elevate those mitzvahs. Understand our whole aspect is to light up our lives, light up the world with good and with spreading the flames of kindness and being involved in Kiddush Hashem and sanctifying God's name. Use good materials for the candles, not ill-smelling or ill-looking or ill-fitting. Make sure it fits well, looks good, and smells good if you're going to use scented ones or not. Make sure we also are preparing ourselves in a good aspect towards the world, doing good deeds and doing good aspects and using our time wisely. Sometimes our lights of the world may seem to be a great risk, but you got to do it. Be safe and cautious about it. Bring your Shabbos in with being involved in whatever way possible. Clean, cook, set the table, set up the candles. Be involved to get those good angels to come to usher in a beautiful, restful, peaceful Shabbos. Lighting the candles is a chus and a privilege and a powerful thing. Remember to do them in honor way in the best way possible. A flame to a flame, you don't lose. It doesn't dim or get weaker by igniting other people, just like a candle doesn't get weaker by igniting other candles. Help people by teaching them Torah. Support them however you can. Make sure to do things for other people. Understand that candles increase the peace in the home as a merit for the whole family. And use the best for the candles. Don't do it halfway. The candles signify for us the burning of the soul within, how we can ignite those around us. Make sure to be involved in whatever small way you can to shine a little light in your life and in the lives of those around you. Even visiting one sick person, cleaning up a park, recycling perfectly good bicycles can shine a light to people around you. Holding the door for others, being a mensch on the phone, a line in the store can make all the difference. As we approach each Shabbos, we approach each holiday, understand we all stand in shul together, we all stand at the candles together, regardless of job or position or rank. We're all one nation needing to light up and make the world better. Start good habits. Think of ways to implement good coming the year with different aspects of lighting up the world, lighting up your soul. Bring more candles, more flames, more good to the world around us. Use your light within you to light up the world around you. The world will be so much better as a whole for it. This has been Tani Talks Sessions, where we talk about a session for the week or a topic or a shiur for the week. for the audience and members to keep, and I'm your host, Tani.